Hi, everyone. Back here at team headquarters going over this week's film review session again with defensive line coach Jay Rogers. Coach, thanks so much for being here. Now, look, Jay, the entire coaching staff and everyone down here in this building, no one's happy with what happened in New England on Sunday, but let's pull some good things out of that. Number one, rush-wise, you guys only gave up 66 yards on the ground to the Patriots, maintain that number one spot across the NFL through 9 weeks. So let's go through one of the plays, Coach, that when I talked to you, hey, what should we go over? You say, you know what, this was a good one. Tell us why.
Well, up front, you know, these guys have been doing a great job consistently for the last few weeks playing great run defense, okay? And this is an example of two guys who did a great job preparing for a team, all right, and then they went out and executed exactly what they needed to do, okay? So you'll see on this tape right here, Gronkowski, he's one of the bigger tight ends across the NFL.
Yeah.
Normally, you see an offensive lineman blocking a defensive lineman. That's standard. And right. If you have 50 plays in a game, 49 are going to happen that way, okay? All right, but Gronk being a big guy, he can use his size to be able to block some of our defensive linemen. We call this a wham play, okay? And what a wham is, they're going to try to influence this defensive lineman to shoot up the field thinking he's free to the quarterback, and they're going to try to trap with a tight end, okay? So what we're going to ask Sly to do is when he sees this gap open up, he's going to wham the whammer. He's going to be physical at the point of attack and knock this guy back. Now, the second part of it is, okay, DeMarcus has got a one-on-one block with this 47 guy, okay? And his responsibility, number one, is knock him back. If he knocks him back, creates a new line of scrimmage, it makes it hard for these running backs to run lanes. So you got two parts to this play, okay? Offensive lineman, he releases to the second level. This offensive lineman releases to the second level. Here comes the whammer. Sylvester Williams sees it late, but he whams the whammer. And then DeMarcus Ware does a great job of knocking this guy back. So you're talking about a running lane right there that's maybe 2 feet wide.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe 2 feet wide.
Right.
All right? And then they got to shed the blocks and make the play on the ball. Now, we'll show it from behind. You'll see it from behind. It's a little bit different, okay? Here's the two guys right here. All right? Sly, it opens up for him. Wham the whammer. Knock this guy back. The ball is right there. Now, shed blocks and make the play, okay? And then the secondary and the linebackers do a great job of making their fits, and the ball goes nowhere. So this is a really well-executed play by the entire defense. Just happens to be these two guys at the point of attack.
So the idea for Sly is to narrow that lane. Because
exactly.
He knows the back's going behind Gronk. Push him back a little bit. Get him closer to DeMarcus. They want to pinch that lane.
Absolutely. You want to create as little room as possible to run the football.
Okay.
We know where they want to run it.
Right.
Let's not give it to them. Let's constrict those holes. Let's knock people back. Let's get off and shed blocks and make tackles on the football.
There you go. Wham the whammer. That's second-year defensive tackle Sylvester Williams showing that he's coming along great. He's learning and now paired up with DeMarcus Ware outside of him making a good play. Jay Rogers, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. We'll have another film review session, hopefully this time after a win, next week on DenverBroncos.com.